Today is Daf Mem Aleph. We are on Mem Amud Beis. We'll stop by the Mishnah on the third wide line. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ila Nishmas, David, Yechiel, Michal, Ben, Yehoshua, Chaim, the Neshama, Shadav, and Aliyah. So here we go. The Mishnah says that Hamafkid Chavetz Eitzel Chaveiro, if somebody gives you a barrel to watch, Lo Yichad Lo Ba'alim Makom, you didn't put it any. He didn't tell you where you should put it in any specific place. Like, I want it in that corner. I want it in the basement. He didn't say anything. He said, watch my barrel. Uvatiltala, and you moved the barrel. Vinishbura, and you broke the barrel. Immitoch yado nishbura, if it broke because you were moving it. Litzarcho chayiv, litzarcho pater. If it was for your own needs, then you're chayiv. If you moved it for the barrel's sake, then you're pater. Im mishenicha nishpura, if it broke after you moved it, then bein letzarcho pater. Why are you pater? But let's say you moved it, but you put it back. I moved it, I played with it, I did whatever, and I put it back, and now it broke. So why should I be chayiv?
Maybe the movement was
it. What? So we're going to answer, 1 second. So that's what the Mishnah says. That's the first case. Second case is, yichdo lo by lemakom. If the owner said, I designate a place in your house, I want it to be in that corner, I want it to be in the basement, v'tiltala, and you move it, v'nishbra, and now you broke it. So bein mitoch yado, bein mishehinicha, doesn't make a difference when it broke. Letzarcho chayiv, letzarcho potter. For yourself, chayiv, for the barrel, you're potter. Okay, so the second case is worse than the first case. There's more situations where you're chayiv. Okay? Now, in order to understand really what's going on in this Mishnah, we have to do the first Rashi. So the Gemara says, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? What's the hack? So Rashi says, I'll tell you what's going on. Look at the first Rashi, it's only one Rashi on the Gemara here, which is Mani. Ha diktani resha. The resha said, De'im mishehinicha nishbara, if after you put it back, it broke, af al pi shalatarcho notla, even though you moved it for yourself, mitchila, originally, potter. You're still potter. Why? Because the Baal didn't designate a place. He didn't designate a place. I put it back, and now it broke. So why should I be chayiv? The Amar, mishehechzira, once I return it to the place where I'm supposed to be, harehi bershus bailim kibitzchila. It's like I put it back. So what damn? You said maybe I weakened it. We don't assume that. We don't assume that. We don't assume anything. So why should I be chayiv? It's a freak accident. What's the difference if I moved it and I put it back? Now it broke. A freak accident. Had I not moved it and it broke, I would be potter. So I put it backwards. If while I'm tumbling with it, it broke, then it depends. If it's for the barrel's sake, you're potter. And if it's for your sake, you're chayiv. But after I put it back, why should I be chayiv? Ve'ena aleha ela k'shomer chinam. You're only a shomer chinam. U'potter alonsa. You're potter on an ones. The freak thing happened. It broke. Afal pi shlo hodiya lebailim. Even though I didn't tell the Baal, Lomer, to tell him. Nitlisa ve'chzira have hashava. Even though I didn't tell the guy, by the way, I moved your barrel, but I put it back. And then it broke. So the owner would say, well, maybe you weakened it, and all these things. I didn't tell him anything. That's all right. Havi Hashava. Who said that? Rabbi Shmuel. What's going on? How do we know Rabbi Shmuel? So it's not the case of the barrel. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, lo be'in and das bailam. Let's say you steal something from somebody. You steal, I come into your house at night, and I steal your antique something. And then I take it home. You're on vacation. You know, I forgot about that. I shouldn't have. And I put it back. Do I have to tell you that I stole it? I didn't touch it, I didn't damage it, not. Do I have to tell you? Says Rabbi Shmuel, no. Lo be'inan das bailim. The Tanya. Hagon if tlem in eder. If I steal a sheep from your flock, sell them in our kids, I take money out of your wallet. Lomakam shagon av yachzir. Devi Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, put it back. Before, of course, before he knows about it.
Right.
Put it back.
Is it nechayiv to bring it in carbon?
No, because you only have to be in carbon if you deny that you stole it. So you put it back. There's no kefil. There's nothing. Nothing.
Also.
Correct. Exactly. There's nothing. Nothing. There's, no, there's nothing to discuss. Nothing to discuss.
There's no tzavah.
Let's say you're
let's say somebody.
We're not talking about let's say. We're not talking about let's say. You can have a million, can sit all day with Kate.
Why does it make a difference if he knows about it?
What?
Why does it make a difference if he knows about it?
Rabbi Kiva Omer, Tzarech Das Bailim. He has to know. Says Rashi on top. Vimlo Hodiyam, if you don't tell him, Chayev Ba'achru Yusam, you're Chayev Imes O Nigbav. What if it dies or it gets stolen? Midimeshakle, because once you take it, Kim Le Bereshuse, it becomes yours. Uva Hashava below Yedaite, Lav Hashava He. Not telling him is not considered Hashava. So once I take it, according to Rabbi Akiva, if I don't tell him I took it, it's still mine. Even if I put it back. And then if the animal something happens to it, I'm responsible. According to Rabbi Akiva.
It's not a Kenyan.
Exactly. Kenyan itself is a Kenyan. So Rabbi Shmuel says, so put it back. So put it back. You put it back, you returned it. What more can I do? Rabbi Akiva says, tell him what more you can do. You can tell the guy he stole it.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That's
very interesting. Now.
So how is the Baal Din Kohen?
What?
How is the Baal Kohen?
According to Rabbi Shmuel?
Yeah.
It's back in his possession.
It never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah.
Right. Rewind the movie.
Yeah, there is a King Gazela. How do you King
Gazela? So you undo it by giving it back.
You put it back in his book.
Yeah.
Now, Rabbi Shmuel, my Irya, then why does it say the second case? Why my Irya lo yachtav? Then why does it have to be a case of where he didn't designate a place? I feel yachtav lam nami. Even if he designated a place, same halacha. Same, what changed? What's the difference if the Baal said, I want it in the basement, I don't care where you put it. What's the difference? So Gemara says, you're right. Lo mi boya kamar. The Mishnah's giving you, lo mi boya, I don't have to tell you that, yichtav mekom mahu, that he's designated a place. El afil lo yichtav, even if he didn't designate, the lav mekom mahu, lo be'inan daz bailam. It doesn't make a difference. You don't need the daz bailam. Ne'ema seifa. What about the seifa? The seifa said, the yichtav lo bailam mekom, if the Baal designated a place, so Vitiltala Vanishpara, and you touched it and you broke it. Bem Mitoch Yado, Bem Shainicha. Even if you put it back, Litzarcho Chayiv. Litzarcho, for your own need, you're Chayiv, obviously. Litzarcho Potter. But if you put it back for the animal, for the sake of the barrel, you're Potter. Right? So 1 second. Why is it Litzarcho is Chayiv? I put it back. Why am I Chayiv? Right, the second case was, what?
It's a different case.
It's the exact same case. I put it back, and why am I chayiv?
No, the only difference is between the two of them.
Is yichlel o'makom. So why am I chayiv? So that must be, it can't be Rabbi Shmuel. Asan l'Rabbi Akiva. It must be Rabbi Akiva. The Amar who says, but you need das bailam. That you need das bailam. E, Rabbi Akiva, but if it's Rabbi Akiva now, my iria yachtav. Why does it have to be designated a place? I feel lo yachtav nam. Even if it didn't designate, you have to tell the guy. So Gemara says, you're right, lo boya kamar, lo mi boya, lo yachtav, delav makomahu. I didn't designate a place, so it's not his place, for sure not. Ela afilu yachtav nami, even if I designate a place, dim komahu, that's the spot that my basement is designated for this barrel, being on das bailam, you still need das bailam. That's what the Gemara says right now, that the reish is Rabbi Shmuel, and the sefer is Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, reish Rabbi Shmuel, the sefer Rabbi Akiva. That's an unusual thing to have one Mishnah with two authors. They go in, yes. Rabbi Yochanan, man de metargim li chavis aliba dechad tana. If somebody could figure out this Mishnah and make it make sense according to one Tana, if you could pull that off, muvlana mane basre lebe masusa. I'll carry his clothes to the bathhouse. Right? I'll take his clothing to the laundromat. Why? I can't figure out how it could be one Tana. Comes along. Tirgama Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, I'll tell you how it could be one Tana. Kamed Rav, Shinatla Amanas Lagozla. You moved it intending to steal it. Tirgama Rav Nasan Bar Abba, Kamed Rav, Shinatla Amanas Lishloach Boyad. You stole it with the intent of using it. You moved it with the intent to use it. What does that mean? So we have to learn now two Rashis. One's a very long Rashi, but without these Rashis, you're not going to understand it. So again, we're trying to figure out how these two contradictory statements could be the same author. How could that be? So Rashi, the first Rashi is on the last wide line, Targum Rav Yaakov. The Tiku Chula B'chad Tana, the whole Mishnah is one author, who betray Taimi, two reasons. What does that mean? Reisha Sheikh Zira Limkoma. The Reisha was, you returned it to its place. The Chal Makom Sheikh Zira Mimkoma Hi. Anywhere you return it is, quote-unquote, the place. Because there is no place. The owner said, I don't care where you put it in your house. I couldn't care less. Seifa, sheikh zero lamakom. Seifa, you return it to its place. She'enim and koma. It's not the right place. Why not? Why is it not the right place? Because he designated it. He didn't put it there. Kedimisayim maskanot, like we're going to say in a few minutes. Daha maskinon b'siyuma b'seifa. She'enicha b'makom she'enim and koma. We're going to say you put it back in the wrong place. Atirza de kulu koi. That answer is going to be good for Arab Yaakov, Arab Nassan, and Arab Sheshes. We just read two reasons. How do two answers? So and there's a third answer from Arab Sheshes in a minute. Umishum dehanicha chutz lumkoma. Since you returned it in the wrong place, lo havi chazara. That's not considered returned. The kigon shenatlu mitchila. You stole it originally. Almanas legozla, with the intention to steal it. V'hainu l'tzarcho dimas nisan. When I said, and the Mishnah said, you took it for your l'tzarcho. What did we think? To use it to sit on it, to stand on it. That's not what you took it. That's not what it means. It means you took it to steal it. You intended to steal it. De'il l'she'ela ba'alma. If you stam wanted to borrow it, ul'tashmish or some other use, kivan de'lav gzeilahu, you didn't steal it. Sagile ba'ashava kaldahu. It's anywhere you return, it's good. The chal makom sheinicha pater ba'onsin. Anywhere you return it, you'd be pater in onsin. Avo mishum de gzula have. But if you stole it, it's now a stolen object. Ubi gzela ksiv veheshiv. And by gzela it says veheshiv. Veheshiv is like tzela, which means zeo sheinicha lamakom. And you didn't return it to that place. You returned it to a place shelo yichdu lu bailam lo have ashava. That exactly. It means it's a specific Veheshiv, that basement. And since you didn't return it there, you're Chayiv. So it could be both according to Rabbi Akiva and both according to Rabbi Shmuel. It doesn't make a difference. One, you return it to the right spot, you're Pater. You want to tell me you have to, Rabbi Shmuel is easier. You don't have to tell the Baal. It returned it. Second case, I didn't return it to the right spot. So it's as if it was never returned. Therefore, I'm Chayiv. Very simple. That was one answer. Another answer was, you took it to use it, right? What other reason are you taking it? What other reason are you moving it? If it's a tzarcho, what else could it be? You need the space. Okay, so Rashi says, the next Rashi, dafilu lo notla almanas l'gozla. If you have to take it to steal it, not such a criminal. Ella almanas l'shloch bo yad, I'm going to use it a little bit. The litel miktsasa, and you moved it a little bit. V'lo notal, you didn't move it all the way, whatever it is. Afilu hachi kamale bereshuse kula. It's all in your reshus. Vahavale gzela, and it's considered now stolen. They didn't steal it, but by using it, it's the same thing. Uboy hashava, same answer. You have to return it. Ubumakom she'eno mumkoma lav hashavahi, and the place where you're supposed to return it, you didn't return it there. Same, so it's the same answer. The Gemara says, what's the difference between two answers? Right, same answer really, right?
So he used it in the guy's house, and that's considered gzeila.
He used it in his own house. I bring the barrel to you. Yoni, here's my barrel.
Right.
And you start using it. What are you using it? Are you measuring it? I don't know what you're doing with it. So it's as if you stole it from me. Not only use my, I give you my bicycle to watch. You can't go riding it. Not only use it. If you do use my bicycle, it's as if you stole it. Now, are you a gazlin in terms of Hilchas Gazlin? No. Are you a gazlin in terms of Hilchas Kinyonim of Gazlanim? Yes.
But if there's no depreciation,
it doesn't matter. We're going to get to the depreciation in a minute. We're going to get to that. It's a good question. There's a machlokas. There's a machlokas if you're chayav, there's no depreciation. We're going to get to that in a minute. But you hear what he's saying?
No, I understand that.
So it's the same thing. The Gemara says, well, it's not the same thing. What if you didn't depreciate it? Right?
Wearing out the tires.
So. Now. The Mai Kamiflagi. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about this exact issue. B'shlichas yad. The shlichas yad required depreciation. What if I use your gold cup? No depreciation. Won't make one bit of a difference. Still going to be worth the same. Or you give me your wife's earrings and I give them to my wife. And she wears them at a wedding. No depreciation.
No.
But shlich yad. So what's the story with that? Man da amar l'gzula. The one who says that it has to be quote unquote actually stolen. Kasavar. Shlichas yad shlichas chisaron. There has to be a depreciation. Right? Ulaman da Omar Shlichas Yad, who said, no, I didn't steal it, I just used it. Kasavar, Shlichas Yad, ain't Shlichas Chasaron. You're still chayiv if you take the earrings. I give you earrings to watch. And you give them to your wife to go away to the chasana. No depreciation. Is the shlichus yad? It's a machlokas. Some say no, and some say yes. We started off.
Why would it be a no? Why is
it no shlichus yad? Because no depreciation. So I understand there's no depreciation. So what did the guy lose?
Yeah,
what did he lose? What?
He didn't lose anything. You're right.
He didn't lose anything. So that's why this person, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ava, had to say the case is where you stole it. Why? Because if you used it without depreciation, there'd be no loss. So there's no payment. So how could Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says, if you move the barrel, then you chayev. Some chayev, some you potter. So why you chayev, why you potter? So he said, because one, you didn't steal it, and one, you did steal it. Why does one have to say steal and one says shlichus yad? Because there must be one holds that you have to steal it, because if it's shlichus yad, there's no loss, there's no shlichus yad. Shlichus yad has to come with a loss, has to come with a depreciation. And if there's no depreciation, there's no shlichus yad. So what did he get? Well, because he stole it. Now for stealing, I don't care if it's a depreciation or not, you stole it, you're a goslin.
Yeah, aren't we going way off of what the case is?
What? No, no, because we...
It's such a simple case.
Because Rabbi Yochanan said, I can't figure out how this could be one tana. How can this Mishnah be one tana? It's contradicting itself. So I'll tell you how it's one tana. What'd you do? One case you stole it, and one case you just used it.
Right.
That's how.
When we're talking about using it, are we talking about using it for the purpose that it's intended?
I would think so.
It's a barrel.
It's a barrel. So Rashi says you use it, so use it as a ladder.
Right, which isn't what a barrel is there for, but well, it's...
So what does that make a difference? What does it make a difference?
So, I mean... You know, the scenario...
I can use the bicycle to hold open the door.
Okay, so...
That's not what it's used for, but if you can do that...
I've got your barrel in the corner of my...
Yeah?
Check.
And I want to get something from the top shelf. So I use it for a ladder.
No, and I move it because I know I have to give it back to you before these other barrels. So I'm going to move it out of the way to put these others in there. While it's out of the way, I sit on it to have my lunch.
Right, and then what happens?
And then I put it back.
Right.
Do I have to tell you that I moved it?
According to Rabbi Akiva, yes.
Right.
Right.
Even though I didn't use it for its
purpose. Exactly, exactly.
That's what
and
I
even
mean.
Though there's L'chora, there's no depreciation.
Right.
L'chora, right?
That's right.
Maskevlor of Sheshes, 1 minute. Immediately not look, Tani. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It doesn't say that you gave the earrings to the wife. Like Mati said, we're getting way off base. That's not what it says. It says tilt look, Tani. You moved it. You moved it from here to there. It's all it says.
That three times.
Yeah. It doesn't say any of that. It's all this. We got so far away from the case.
Right.
El Amr of Shesha. It's very simple. Hachem ha'iskinan, kigon shetiltala, lahavi aleha gozlos. You moved it to use it for a ladder.
Yeah.
So I moved it from that corner to the other corner. Rashi says, elosh kigon shenotla, lahavi aleha gozlos, lalos aleha kederech sulam. You used it like a ladder. Litol gozlos mikan gavoa, to get the birds from a high place. Afilu hachi have gzela. Even it's still gzela. Lamekam bershusay. Even though it's still in your rishus, ad the oven hashava until you return it. The kasavar shoel shalomidas bailim gazlanhu. If you borrow something without the owner's permission, that's called stealing. Right? I'm just going to borrow these earrings for a night. I'm just going to borrow them. Right? That's called stealing.
Yeah.
Without permission. Right? So what's the difference if it's earrings? What's the difference if it's a barrel?
I thought you could borrow tefillin if you're not going to cause any wear and tear.
It's a whole tumult.
Because the guy wants...
Fine. We're not talking about tefillin.
That's for a mitzvah.
For a mitzvah. Not because your wife should look better with those better earrings.
That could be a mitzvah.
So what's the case that you say that Zen and Zolei Kosser is allowed?
What?
According to this, there's never any Zen and Zolei Kosser.
That's not... But Zen and Zolei Kosser is not by stealing someone's item.
Using somebody's item.
I hear. That's a good question.
You break into a jeweler's room, steal jewelry, your wife could wear it, put it back in the next day.
Yeah.
Like, just yell at you.
No, but he's saying that. What gives you the right to use someone's yard for a shortcut?
Leave the keys in your car.
No, what gives you the right to use someone's yard for a shortcut? That's Zen and Zelo Chazer. What do you care?
Right, but the difference
and I gain, I don't have to walk around the block. I get a
shomer.
Because after 12 years, it becomes a permanent, that's why.
What?
The law is, if you walk here for 12 years, it becomes a permanent.
What law?
What law?
Yeah, what law?
There's a law like that.
Where?
In New York State law, if you
really,
if you give somebody the right to walk in
New York State law, then
really?
First of all, it's 10 years.
Yeah,
it's 12 years.
No, it's not.
It's 10 years.
It's 10 years. Second of all, it's super complicated.
Yes, yeah. It's not as simple as that. And
we had that case.
I don't watch it recently.
We had that case in our summer place.
The Kosovar Shal Shalom Midas Gazlanu. Is that even true? That if you're Shal Shalom Midas, you're a Gazlan? V'kulu Rabbi Shmuelhi. I'm sorry, that's not a question, it's a statement. V'kasava Shal Shalom Midas Gazlan Havei. V'kulu Rabbi Shmuelhi. V'seifa, what's the seifa? She'inicha b'makam she'enim koma. He returned it to a place that's not the right place. Right? Rabbi Yochanan. And what is Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Rabbi Yochanan said that I can't figure out how this could be one Tana. So why not? We just had such a good answer. He says, because he nicha b'mkoma mashma. When it says he returned it, it's mashma to the same place. So the whole difference between saying it's one Tana and two Tanas is, when it says v'hinicha, what did he mean by that? Okay. Now, Itmar, Rav Levi, Rav Levi are going to argue on this very point. Chad Amar, Shlichat Yad, Tzricha Chisaron. One holds, Shlichat Yad requires a loss of depreciation. Chad Amar, Shlichat Yad, Ein Tzricha Chisaron. It doesn't. Now, Tistayim de Rav Hu de Amar, Shlichat Yad, Ein Tzricha Chisaron. We're going to prove now that Rav holds, it doesn't. And at the end of this proof, we're going to prove that Rav holds, it does. Okay? What's the raya that Rav holds, it doesn't? The Tanya. Roshay Ro Edro. A shepherd is shepherding a flock. Vihiniach Edro, and he abandons the flock. Uba Leir, and he comes to the city, right? What happened? He abandoned the flock. Where'd he go? He went to the city. Uba Ze'ev, a wolf comes. Vitaraf, and kills some of the sheep, right? Uba Ari, a lion comes. Vidaras, Potter. The guy is Potter. How can he be Potter? He abandoned the flock. So Rashi says, Potter, it's the third wide line, the onsin have ninu. He's an ones. Why is he an ones? V'i mishum dahaniach edro upshiyahu makminen lei, isn't leaving your flock a posheya? So no, da'al be'idna da'ali inchi. You went at a time when you're allowed to go.
At lunch break.
A lunch break or something when it's common to go. You heard the lion coming, so you ran away. You don't have to die. The lion's going to get you too. So you ran away. So it's not a pshia for running away. Anyway, the bottom line is the point is that next. That's the first case. Hiniach maklo v'tarmilo aleha. If you left your stick or your what's a tarmilo
pouch
on the sheep, then you're chayev. What does that mean? V'havinamva b'shom dinech maklo v'talibo olel chayev? Kind of reason why should be chayev, right? Hashak linhu, you already took them off. The Gemara says, so what? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Rav, but Odin aleh, even if it's still on, v'chi Odin aleh ma'havi halo mashcha, you didn't make a kinyan, on the animals, right? In other words, you use the animal for your own benefit. How do you use the animal for your own benefit? You put your pouch on the animal.
Right.
So by putting the pouch on the animal, you use the animal. You are sholeach boyad. When you sholeach boyad, you have the status of a ganef, a gazlan. So you chayev. The lion came and you're not a posheya for that because the lion will kill you. Doesn't matter. So the Gemara says, but halo mashcha. But you never made a kinyan on that animal. You didn't move it. You didn't just put a pouch there. It's like putting a pouch on a tree. So Gemara says, "Amarav Shmuel by Yitzchak, Amarav beikicha b'makel." You hit the animal with the stick, v'ratzis alafanov, and then it moved. So therefore, by you using the animal, you're chayev for shliach boyad.
So how do you use the animal?
By putting your pouch on it.
Oh, then you put
the Gemara says v'halo chasra, but there's no depreciation. No depreciation. Why should be chayev? Ela lav shmamina kasavar shlichas yad eina tzricha chisaron. What do you see from here? That shlichas yad doesn't require depreciation. Who said all this? Rav. Says the Gemara. Ema, maybe, shehekichisha b'makel. You hit the animal, right, with the stick, right? In other words, you depreciated the animal by hitting it. Not we saw before that the animal was following it. Dekanami diktani sheikicha b'machel shmamina. So what do you see from here? The Rav holds the exact opposite. The only time you're chayev for shliach yad is if you is depreciation. Now umidirav savar shlichas yad tzricha chisaron. Since Rav holds that depreciation now requires a loss, a depreciation. I'm sorry, shlichas yad requires depreciation. How do you know that? Because you hit the animal. By hitting it, you ruined it. Levi Savar, Levi must hold Shlichus Yad and Shlichus Chazarin, that it doesn't. My time with the Levi? What's Levi's reasoning? Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yossi ben Ahurai, Mishuna Shlichus Yad Ha'amur B'Shomer Sachar, Shlichus Yad Ha'amur B'Shomer Chinam. Don't turn the page yet. They're different. What's different about them? So Rashi says, second to last wide line on Rashi, Klomar, Eino Domed Zulazu. They're not really the same. What does that mean? Shazu Nemra Litzorech. By one of them it says for a Torech. V'lo Mishtame Ela B'Chasaron. That implies a Chasaron. The Aval Shal Shomer Sachar, the language in the Torah, by Shlichas Yad, by a Shomer Sachar, Shalo Litzorech Mashmos. It doesn't imply for your needs. Sheba Ela Mashmos Sheba Ela Lidrasha. Lamed she'eno tzricha chesaron. We're going to see in a minute that they're going to make some drasha that they're different. And shomer sachar doesn't require shlichus yad. Doesn't require chesaron. What's that about? Vani omer, I say, says Rabbi Yochanan, eno mishuna. They're not different. Rather, eno mishuna. They're not different. Right? Okay. So it's a machlokas. Now, look at Rashi on the last wide line over here. He says, B'shomer chinam, by Shomer chinam it says, V'nikrav balabayis, and you'll bring the balabayis to Bezdin. B'shomer sachar ksiv, Shvuas Hashem tihyeh ben shnehem. V'amrinam b'hashoel, we say later in the Masechta, Parsha Rishona Nemra B'shomer chinam, the first one's talking about a Shomer chinam, Shnia b'shomer sachar. The second one's talking about a shomer sachar. V'ksiv b'tarvayu, and it says by both of them im lo shalach. You didn't use it. Ha im shalach. What if you did use it? Nischayev bedvarim shehu pater aleihem. You'd be chayev on things you'd normally be pater on. Kigon, for example, shomer chinam bein b'shkaga bein ba'onsin, which normally you pater on that. You pater on a shogeg. You pater on onsin. And demidishaleach bayad kinaa, you acquire it. Vikama bershuso, and it's as if you own it. Vishomer sachar pater b'meis onishbar onishbe dahinu onsin. A shomer sachar is pater on onsin, but if you use it, you're chayav on onsin. Okay. So now we're gonna say my back to the first line of the Gemara. My mishuna. What was this difference that we said they're different? So the Gemara says lo tamar shlichetad b'shomer sachar. I don't need to write shlichus yad by shomer sachar. Tesi mi shomer chinam. It's a kav chomer. Ma shomer chinam. A shomer chinam. Where you get paid for, if you don't get paid at all. And potter, b'gneva, v'aveda. You're potter on gneva and aveda. Shalach b'yad chayiv. But if it's shlichus yad, you're chayiv. Right? So shomer sachar, shechayiv b'gneva aveda. Lo kolashkein? Obviously. L'may hilchisa, kasvinu rachmana. Why does Torah write it? Why did the Torah write it? Tell you why the Torah wrote it. Lo malach, shlichus yad ein tzricha chesaron. Shlichus yad doesn't require depreciation. That's Levi's vort. Right. It doesn't really, it's not logical. The logic is that if I borrow your earrings, I should be chayiv. Why? I used your item without permission.
Right.
Why am I not chayiv? A psukim. Right? Psukim. Drashas. Vani yomer ein mishuna. It's not different. It's not available to teach me a halacha. You know why? Kirebi Elazar, the Amar, Davido Achasi. They're both the same. My Davido Achas, what does that mean? Bishum the Ikala Mifrach. Because there's a pircha on this Kalvachomer. What's the pircha? Malashom Echidam, Shkei Mishal Deshlome Kefel, Betarin Tanis Ganav. What happens if a Ganav, if a Shomer Chinam says the item got stolen? Right? Shomer Chinam says the item got stolen. What happens? And it turns out he stole it. Now, one second. What happens if a Shomer Chinam says the item got stolen? Right? What's the halacha?
He's the ganav.
A Shomer Chinam is Potter. Yeah. Turns out he's the ganav.
Right.
So what happens now? Now it's Chayef Kefal.
Right.
What if a Shomer Sachar says, by the way, it got stolen? No, he's not Potter. He's Chayef.
Right.
He's Shomer Sachar. He's Chayef. What if he stole it? Is he Chayef Kefal? No. He's not Chayef Kefal. Why not? Because he's chayev the minute he says it got stolen.
Right.
A shomer chinam is potter in that situation. A shomer chinam is chayev. So the fact that he stole it makes no difference. So there's a reason why Shomer Sachar is more makel than a Shomer Chinam. You hear? We'll start to do the Rashi inside. The Rashi of Shomer Chinam Poter Atzam Batanis Ganav. Klomer. Ganav, Nignava, Ganav, Ganva Mimeni. Guy says, guy got stolen. Ubo Edim Shehi Etzlo. He stole it. Mishob the Shulbe Kefel. He has to pay Kefel. Dechsiv. Imlo Yomotze Aganav. Vidashin and Baba Kama. Imlo Yomotze Kamasha Omar El Shehu Atzmo Ganav. He himself is a Ganav. Maxiv Achrov. Asher Shin El Kim. Yoshalam Shnayim. Alva Shomer Sachar. Ain't a Mishalam Kefel. Shomer Sachar will never pay Kefel. Why not? Shim Ton Nignava. Mishalam Karen. If he says it got stolen, he has to pay Karen. Sharei hu chayev bin gneva, because he's chayev in gneva. V'ta'ayna acheres eno mavia osu de kefil. Nothing else can make him pay kefil now. Whether he's the ganav or not. He's never going to pay kefil. So therefore what? Shomer Sachar is more makel than Shomer Chinam.
Right.
You hear that? In one aspect.
But how do you know there was a pshia with the Shomer Chinam? That's the only time he could be mechuyav.
A Shomer Chinam? He says it got stolen.
But he's only
and it turned out he stole it. So of course he's chayiv. He's a thief.
But he's only
chayiv
on
Shia. He's chayiv on lying also.
He's not chayiv from being shomer.
That chayiv being shomer is chayiv. He stole it. Right. So give it back. And then they have to give it back. You have to be kefil, like every ganav. But if a shomer sachar says it got stolen, it's not kefil. Right. Why? It's chayiv right away. So what do you see? That what? That a shomer chinam is more machmer than a shomer sachar. So the Gemara says uman de lo parach. And what about the one who didn't ask this kasha? Sover, he held Karna below Shvua, Karen without a Shvua, Adifa Mikfela b'Shvua, is worse, is better, worse, whatever you want to say, than Shvua and Kefel. So it's not a Kula, just the opposite. It's still Chumrah. Why? Paying right off the bat is better. I swear that I didn't steal it, then he caught me, and paid Kefel. It's still worse to pay Karen. Interesting. Rava Amar, Rava says another word. Lo Tama Shlichus Yad, shouldn't say shlichus yad, lo b'shomer chinam, v'lo b'shomer sachar, not by a shomer chinam, not by a shomer sachar, v'teishi mishoel. It's a gzeir shava, a kalvachomer from shoel. What's the kalvachomer? Ma, you know what? Let's do that Rashi. The first wide line. Karna below shvua, adifa mikfela b'shvua. Chomer shomer sachar, shechayif keren, shomer sachar still worse. Ad shlo nishba l'shaker, even though he doesn't have to swear,
it's chayiv off the bat.
They don't have to swear. The owner says, "Where's my earrings? Oh, they got stolen." Chayiv right away, just by saying that. No swearing. The makom shomer chinam potter, in a place where shomer chinam would be potter, shehu dahainu gneiv of aveda, which namely gneiv of aveda, mishomer chinam from a shomer chinam shemashalim kefil umushalim kefil umidazu ein el achas shvul l'shaker. You have to swear. If you say, if you're a shomer chinam and you say it got stolen, you have to swear that you didn't steal it. So you swear. I don't swear. Fine, right? Ubo edim shu nignava. Then edim come and say, no, you lied. You swore falsely. You did steal it.
You're not chayiv till the edim comes.
The chiyas rabbi kefel. When are you chayiv kefel? Beto in tainas ganav. La'achar shadvua. Is rabbi dilkil lakamam b'shmaitzit. Like we learned. So it's a much longer process. So therefore, shomer sachar paying the keren is worse. Fine. Rava Amar, lo tama shlichas yad, lo b'shomer chinam, v'lo b'shomer sachar, v'teisi mi shoel. You can learn that of shoel. Ma shoel, d'ladaz b'ilam ka'avid, ma shoel. Well, you have a shoel. D'ladaz b'ilam ka'avid, you acted on permission of the Baal. The Baal told me I could borrow it. He told me I could borrow the earrings. He said, no problem, take them. Shalach bo'yad chayiv, if I misuse them, I'm chayiv. That might be getting back to your vart, Mr. About using it in the wrong way. Because if I let you use the earrings, how could you misuse them? How can you shliach boyad? It could be one of two things. Either you didn't return it when he told you to return it,
or
you use them in a wrong way.
Or you dropped it.
That's not a shliach boyad.
Yeah.
Shomer chinam v'shomer sachar lo kalshkein. So shomer chinam and a shomer sachar, all the more so. Of course it should be chayiv if you use it. If a shawl who's allowed to use it is chayiv for misusing it, then for certainly shomer chinam and shomer sachar who are not allowed to use it are chayiv for misusing it. Mat lama nemar. So why does the Torah have to even tell me that there's such a thing as shliach boyad by a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar? They're both not necessary. So the Gemara says chad lama lach shlichas yad ein shlichas chizaron. One to teach you it doesn't require depreciation. Veidach and the other one shlo tomar dayo lavo min adin lios kinidon. That we the kavachomer is only as strong as their source, right? Ma shoel the bialim potter. I would think that there's a special rule by Shoal. If a Shoal borrows a lawnmower, I borrow a lawnmower from you, but you come help me mow my lawn, and then a lawnmower breaks. So normally the Shoal is chayiv. If the Baal's there, he's not chayiv. It's a special quirk by Shoal. So I would think the same thing is true by Shomer Chinam and Shomer Tzachar. Why? Because you can't dial. You can't learn further than the source case, right? Af Shomer Chinam and Shomer Tzachar b'bailam potter. I would think the same thing, right? Comes along the second Shlichas Boyad. Don't think that, right? Ulaman de Amar Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesaron. Hani tarti shlichas yad lamali. If you hold that shlichas yad does require chesaron, it does require depreciation, right? So why did the Torah have to say it twice? Why did the Torah have to say it at all? Learned it out from Shoel, and we said that there were two extra shlichas yads. One by Shomer Chinam, one by Shomer Tzachar. What reason? We said one was to teach you that there's no depreciation. You don't need depreciation. What if all you do need depreciation? So chada shlo tarma dayo love him and adin lios kiven. One's the same to tell you dayo that you'll be chayav even if the baal's not there. And the other one, look at the Tanya, like it says like this. It says v'nikrav baal bayis elo Elohim that you have to bring the adibezin l'shvua, and he has to swear. The shomer chinam has to swear that he didn't steal it. Ah to omer l'shvua, that you tell me that means for shmua. O eno elo l'din, maybe it means for din. What does it mean, Ladin? Right? Maybe you have to pay Kefel without a Shavua. Nemar Shlichas Yad Lamata. It says Shlichas Yad by Shomer Sachar. For Nemar Shlichas Yad Lamaila. And it says Shlichas Yad by Shomer Chinam. Ma'ala Halam Shavua. Afkan Shavua. Both cases are a Shavua. And you're Chayav by a Shavua. And that ends the Gemara. And I believe this ends the Chelek Aleph of Bava Metzia. Doesn't? No? Okay. Mine's done. So I hope to remember to bring the new one. Bring the new one tomorrow. We'll finish up. We'll start the new mission tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Two more days for Chelek Aleph.